is a Fox News alert, a deep dive on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady. It's high anxiety about the economy. The Dow down 995 points at the bell after Fed Chief Jay Powell made clear the central bank isn't finished with rate hikes yet, that a slight easing of inflation isn't enough to tap the brakes, and that slowing the economy to tame inflation will mean pain for some households and businesses, perhaps even job losses.
These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain.
The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all dropping more than 3%. An unsealed document reveals some of what the FBI told a federal judge about probable cause to search the former president's home for classified documents.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not comment on an unsealed affidavit outlining the FBI's arguments for a search warrant earlier this month of Mar-a-Lago.
We feel that it is not appropriate for us to comment on this. This is an independent investigation that the Department of Justice is leading.
The FBI says 14 of 15 boxes recovered from former President Trump's estate earlier this year contained classified and top secret material. On his social media site, Trump described the investigation as a witch hunt and says his team has cooperated with document handovers.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Today marks 1 year since the suicide bombing that killed 13 U.S. service members and scores of civilians during withdrawal and evacuation from Afghanistan.
I see nothing on the White House calendar today to pay homage to this final sacrifice in Afghanistan.
Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz, President Biden in a written statement earlier today honoring those lost by name and reaffirming a, quote, relentless campaign against terrorists. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Until last year, he was a longtime high school basketball coach in Rhode Island. Now, 55-year-old Aaron Thomas is charged with sexual assault and child molestation for conducting fat tests on naked student athletes in his office at North Kingstown High for years.
They benefited from this program, and nothing of a sexual nature ever took place. Aaron Thomas looks forward to his day in court.
Defense Attorney John McDonald, after Thomas entered a not guilty plea today, students have said the tests were an open secret at the school. He's already facing several lawsuits and a federal civil rights investigation. A social media challenge is being blamed for a big surge in car thefts.
There's been a 767% increase in Chicago in thefts of Kia and Hyundai vehicles since the start of July. That from police blaming a car theft challenge on TikTok and other social media apps that teach people how to start Kia or Hyundai vehicles without keys using the tip of a phone charger or USB cable. As similar thefts skyrocket in cities across the country, the issue stemming from a lack of an immobilizer system in some of the vehicles prior to the 2022 model year, prompting Hyundai to give owners theft preventative steering wheel locks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An author takes a Grammy winner to court.
Pop star Taylor Swift is being sued over a book that accompanied her 2019 album Lover. The lawsuit filed in Tennessee by author Teresa Ladart is claiming copyright infringement based on Ladart's self-published book of poems titled Lover. I've loved you three summers now. In the complaint, Ladart claims that the design and textual elements from her 2010 book were copied directly into Swift's book.
Fox's Michelle Polino, the author, seeking more than $1 million in damages. As the numbers settle, recapping Wall Street, the Dow drops more than 1,000 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.